there was this elderly gentleman who had this Victorian mansion on the edge of town.
That's the voice of Nick Marrow. Marrow is a former Rutland native and Rutland Herald reporter. I got to sit down with him on a Zoom call to ask about his Herald colleague from the 1970s, known by many as Mr. Halloween, and founder of the famed Rutland Halloween Parade, Tom Fagan. Fagan, who passed away in 2008, is being immortalized as one of Rutland's notables in the Rutland Sculpture Trail next year. And we'll learn more about that Victorian mansion on the edge of town in just a moment. But first, I asked Marrow to take us back to the Halloween parade's beginnings in 1959 and the role that Fagan had in creating what local officials say is the largest and longest-running Halloween parade in the U.S.
He was initially a reporter at the Rutland Herald when the parade started, and then he went off to Tuttle Publishing and did books, and he traveled widely. That's what he was doing when I really knew him. I know that he and John Chiafretti, who was the recreation director, they put it together to give kids something to do on Cabbage Night, which is the night before Halloween. Tom took it over the following year and gave it the comic book aspect of it. He loved comic books. He knew the people that created the comic books. He took over the parade, I think, the second year that they had it. The first year, it wasn't so good. And then Tom gave it the comic book, the Batman motif, and it took off. And at that time, what I basically did with Tom was paint the backdrops. It would have been in the late 60s, early 70s. We made these huge backdrops for the parade. And, you know, we had them on the back of floats, and people would be on the floats for them. We would paint these large backdrops for the floats. We could get trucks, and then we would get these 4x8 foot cardboard from the lumber yard and nail them together so you'd have an 8x8 frame thing and then paint pictures on them. I have a Thor that I did the year that the parade centered on Thor. I have an Incredible Hulk, and then I have a Batman and Batgirl.
Are you an artist, and was he an artist?
I'm not an artist. I was a newspaper man, as was Tom initially.
How did you create, you know, these images that are...
We projected images on screens and then just painted them.
I'd love to see images of them.
We're in my garage in Montpelier. Stop by, you can take a look.
How did Tom Fagan know the comic book writers from DC and Marvel? How did he make that connection?
Well, Tom was always interested in comic books, and he was a collector. And Tom had some of the very earliest comic books worth some money. And he would go to New York to the comic book conferences. I can't remember if Stan Lee ever came up from DC, but I know Roy Thomas and Lenny Wine did. And they were at Marvel. And they brought their friends, girlfriends, up with them. And they were all in costume. They had these magnificent costumes that were made, you know, in New York, and they came up to the parade. They included, I think there are at least three or four comic books where they had the Rutland Halloween Parade as the theme of the October issue of those comics.
Did he host some of those writers at his house outside of Rutland?
There was this elderly gentleman named John Clement, who had this Victorian mansion on the edge of town. And John died in an auto accident in the late 60s. And Tom was asked to house it. So Tom had this large Victorian mansion on a big plot of land that went down to a pond. So these people, when they came up, they did stay with them. I do remember the streets just filled with people, just filled, the whole downtown. I mean, there were probably as many as 7,000 to 10,000 people.
Well, thank you so much for helping us fill in the blanks about the early beginnings of the Halloween Rutland Parade. It's been great talking to you.
You're more than welcome. I wish you well.